You ever wonder what a squash raised in California and sold in Georgia would cost if there were no refrigeration service? Or say a Georgia-grown watermelon sold in Montana? Refrigerated railroad cars were first built in the 1870s. They helped the number of railroad miles to expand. They made transporting fresh foods and vegetables to all parts of the country feasible. Refrigerated trucks, well, they weren't common until the 1920s, 50 years later. But trucks began to claim business that was going to the railroads. See, trains only went city to city. Trucks went door to door. That was the major difference. Railroads were cheaper, but trucks put food at the warehouse. Those two factors are still effective today. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Greiner, AgNet West.